Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A massive debut on AEW Dynamite last night, plus a return for a former WWE champion being teased once again, and which WWE legend wants a piece of the Dark Order? For Thursday, May the 28th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Another truck pulling up to Daly's place.
Hey, wait a minute. Oh my God. Wait just a minute.
Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler, FTR. What are they doing here?
Well, I think they can't fight.
But who?
Oh, I think I know who. Don't you think you know who?
I think I know too.
They have had a war of words with the Young Bucks for years. No!
Butcher and Blade finding that FTR are bad dudes.
Yeah,
Harwood and Wheeler came here to play big time ball here in AEW. I don't think they care whose ass they whip.
Big time shot takes out Butcher, and now Blade getting set up.
It was teamwork. Dangerous teamwork.
Oh! FTR with a spike pile driver on Blade.
And now the attention turns back to where we think it was originally intended.
We have seen, if you've been watching Being the Elite, you have seen the letters FT. All right, watch out.
Butcher wanted some more, and he got some.
Butcher and Blade have been decimated by FTR, and now
a standoff here between two great tag teams.
FTR and the Young Bucks, in the eyes of many, including mine, a dream tag team scenario.
But FTR making an entrance and making their presence felt.
That was the moment, more than 6 weeks after receiving unconditional releases from WWE, after years of back and forth on social media. That was the moment that the Young Bucks went face to face with The Revival. The team formerly known as The Revival have debuted in All Elite Wrestling. FTR, Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler made their very first appearance for AEW last night on Dynamite. In the closing moments of the show, the Young Bucks were being attacked by The Butcher and The Blade, and out for the surprising save via their pickup truck came Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler. This was what we thought was going to be the Bucks getting a shoo-in from The Revival at long last. Ended up being The Revival saving the Bucks and then taking their leave from there, leaving lots of questions unanswered. FTR and the Bucks had a stare down at the end of the night, and we're ready to see this match now, as JR called it. This is going to be a huge tag team match. Immediately afterwards, AEW's online store selling FTR t-shirts. We now also know what FTR stands for. There's been lots of talk of it. F the Revival, Fear the Revolt. There were issues with calling the team The Revolt, as we know. But FTR apparently stands for F-U-C-K, the rest. Good save, that, lads. Good save. Yeah, great debut for FTR on Dynamite. But it's not my place to tell you all about it. Jack will be along later on with AEW Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel to break down all the happenings from last night's episode of Dynamite. You know what? It has been a while since we talked about this. Ahead of his return to WWE backstage, CM Punk not only poked fun at one of WWE's marquee matches for Backlash, but teased an in-ring return. So two tweets set Wrestling World on fire from CM Punk. He announced his return to WWE Backstage for next week, tweeting, "This will be the greatest episode of Backstage ever." Bows. Looking at you, Edge and Randy Orton. He then quote retweeted Fight TV, who asked the question, "What is your favorite CM Punk moment of all time?" And he tweeted them back, TBD, to be determined. This has obviously got tongues wagging that there is more to come from CM Punk in WWE. But we go around the houses with this. Every so often, don't we? When is CM Punk going to get back in the ring in WWE? Chances are you've rolled your eyes at the subject of this once again, but wanted to give it a mention since he's put it out there. My theory, my hack, slightly cynical theory. Ratings for Backstage have been a bit meh. So, of course, CM Punk is going to tease a possible in-ring return just before he's on Backstage. Why not? Give them something to talk about.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Matt Riddle is on his way to Friday Night SmackDown. This has been addressed by several news sources, obviously based on his match on NXT last night. Very much felt like a going away match for Matt Riddle, and it looks as if he's off to Friday nights. Now, the talk is as well that he filmed something at the Performance Center this week that could go out on SmackDown this coming Friday or next Friday. Matt Riddle, interestingly enough, is somebody who Paul Heyman is really high on, and Paul Heyman is the executive producer for Monday Night Raw. So why is Matt Riddle being called up to SmackDown and not Raw? Well, this could be happening because of Matt Riddle's very real-life heat with one Brock Lesnar. We've talked about this on the podcast in previous weeks. Matt Riddle makes a habit of insulting, digging, calling out Brock Lesnar. They had an altercation at the Royal Rumble this year, and Brock Lesnar, not the happiest of campers to be associating with Matt Riddle. A match between the two, according to sources backstage at WWE, is off the table. Despite how much Matt Riddle continues to poke the bear, that match doesn't seem to be happening. It's discussed a little bit further by Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Live just the other night. He said Paul Heyman is a big fan of Matt Riddle, so you'd think he was going to Raw. But this Matt Riddle-Lesnar deal, I'm sure there are people that are just encouraging Matt to do what Matt Riddle does. But on the other side of this, if they were trying to work together to build something up for a match between Riddle and Lesnar, then Riddle should have gone to Raw. And that's true. But if they are going to capitalize on this Matt Riddle-Brock Lesnar thing, then surely moving him to Raw might be a place where you could start that build. Not the Wolves, and then... There's obviously discussion of, you know, if there is real-life heat between Brock Lesnar and Matt Riddle, Brock Lesnar is going to be less inclined to want to share a locker room with Matt Riddle. So at least when things start to get back to normal, they'll be on separate touring brands. It looks as if there's no Riddle-Lesnar match. So I guess why even tease it by putting them on the same show, which makes sense. I'm cautiously optimistic for Matt Riddle's SmackDown debut, which is imminent. I am cautiously optimistic. On the subject of Raw, the Memorial Day episode, almost identical to the week prior, a 1% drop in viewership and the same level in the main demographic in the audience. 1,735,000 viewers on average, and 0.51 in the 18 to 49 demo. So the first hour was the highest among all cable programming on Monday. Raw normally is up there. Hour 3 ranked 3rd, hour 2 ranked 4th. So it's down a touch. It's their second lowest number in modern history as well. Just trailing the episode from May the 4th, which was just under 1.7 million. It started all right at 1.8, but just didn't hold the audience because by the end of the third hour, we were down 200,000 people. And that's a shame. A lot of people are suggesting that they waited too long before reintroducing live crowds. AEW have been having people in the crowds, wrestlers in the crowds for a while now, which has helped with the atmosphere. And there's a suggestion that fans have been turned off by a lack of audience. So very possibly that's played a part in it still. So we may now see a pickup again, but it might take a little while right now for people to come back to Monday Night Raw. But I think they will. The product itself isn't terrible. Like last Monday's episode of Raw was very good. There's lots of young talent that they're building. There's lots of nice feuds that are bubbling away. So when they do find the product, it's a good product to watch. Britt Baker has said she will be making her return to the ring of AEW at All Out. So Britt Baker injured her leg in a tag match just before Double or Nothing, when Nyla Rose was basically dumped onto her leg. It was such a serious injury that Britt Baker missed out on the pay-per-view. She was meant to face Chris Statlander. She came out on Dynamite this week with Rebel being wheeled out in a wheelchair called the Role Model. That did make me chuckle. And said that she's broken her tibia and just told everybody in the match that it was their fault, as accused Aubrey Edwards, Girl Hebner, as JR calls Aubrey, of conspiracy against her, but said she will be back in the ring on September the 5th at All Out. Dr. Britt Baker's been on such a roll in AEW, so I'm hoping that there is a way that we can keep her as part of the programming up until September. Speaking of AEW, as a result of winning the Top Contenders Battle Royal last night, Jungle Boy will be the first to challenge Cody for the TNT Championship next week. And from there, Cody has laid out plans for the TNT title, saying that he will be defending the belt each and every week in an open challenge. It's the TNT title, it's all about the TNT television network, so defend that belt on television every single week. So a lot of Cody Rhodes dream matches on the cards whilst Cody is the TNT champion. Also next week on Dynamite, as well as Cody versus Jungle Boy, tag titles are on the line as Kip Sabian and Jimmy Havoc are going to face Hangman Page and Kenny Omega. The winners facing best friends at Fyter Fest later on this summer. Also, Chris Jericho is going to be in action later on. Some bizarre happenings between Jericho and Mike Tyson and some of Tyson's mates on Dynamite last night. Ross will be on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later to no doubt break every part of it down with AEWTF moments. Former WWE superstar Leo Rush appeared on Ryback's Conversation with the Big Guy podcast, and he was discussing his return to WWE after 7 months away. This is, of course, the return before he was part of the releases last month. Leo Rush says, "I was ready to move on. I accepted the situation for what it was. I think I checked out about 3 or 4 months after I didn't hear anything from WWE. 7 months later, I got that call from Hunter. Some conversations were had over the next couple of weeks about pay. I said, this is what needs to happen in order for me to come back. I didn't hear anything from you guys for 7 months, so I am not just going to come back as soon as you whistle and tell me to come back." Rush then went on to his Cruiserweight title win. He said, "As happy as I was, I was able to live out my dream and win a WWE championship in front of my family, in front of my fans, my friends and stuff like that. It was very disappointing and underwhelming. Just because I got played, I was fooled, and I blame myself for that. I should have known that was going to happen based off past experiences with WWE." Obviously reflecting on the fact that he had 7 months away, he was brought back, seemingly given a push, and now no longer part of the company. It's been a roller coaster ride for Leo Rush. He's in good conversation with Ryback on the latest episode of Conversation with the Big Guy. Hiroshi Tanahashi from New Japan Pro Wrestling was speaking to Sports Illustrated and was asked about empty arena shows during the pandemic, and he is not a fan. Tanahashi said, "There isn't a governing body for Japanese pro wrestling. As such, we can't necessarily enforce cancellations. That's been the responsibility of each company. But to run events in the middle of a pandemic presents the wrong image of professional wrestling to society and would deal a black eye to the industry that might still remain even after the pandemic ends. I thought it was important for us to come together, understand exactly what's happening, and do what's right, even if that means returning to action after other pro sports." Tanahashi very proud of the presentation of professional wrestling, and yet I get it. It is tainted by not having people in attendance, by not having arenas full of people. Your enjoyment is on a curve because so much of Raw up until Monday for over a month has just been played out in front of an empty room. And it's such a strange atmosphere, and it asks the question, could we just have not taken a break from wrestling for a while? I mean, I'm kind of glad we didn't, because otherwise you and I would have very little to talk about. But Tanahashi makes some very salient points in his interview with Sports Illustrated. Will Becky Lynch return after having her baby? So when asked about a return to the ring, and once she has begun motherhood, Becky Lynch said to ESPN, "It's one of those things where I know what I feel and think as a person without a child. I don't know what it's going to look like when I do have one, and that's my priority. I'll tell you, it'll give me more motivation than ever, I could probably imagine, but this isn't the end for me one way or the other." We don't know whether Becky Lynch would ever return to a full-time career as a wrestler, but it would be great to see her again next year once she's settled into motherhood, even just to pop up and say hello. That would be cool. Chris Jericho has confirmed that Rock and Wrestling Rager is returning. The Chris Jericho cruise is back on, baby, setting sail on February the 1st to February the 5th, 2021, from Miami to the Bahamas. He's even announced some names for the cruise. Ted DiBiase will be on. Hacksaw Jim Duggan's going to be there. Bully Ray, Candice Michelle, comedian Brad Williams, and of course, performances by Striper and Fozzy. They'll also be wrestling on the show, so there's a very strong chance that AEW may tape Dynamite on board the Rock and Rager again. Back in November, Randy Orton confirmed that he signed a new 5-year deal with WWE. And this time, the company was spending a lot of money on talent to keep them under contract. So Orton took full advantage of that, got himself a brand new beefy contract with WWE. He's celebrating that with a new purchase. He's bought himself a private plane. And if that's your sort of thing, you can look at it on Randy Orton's Instagram right now. speaking with Sports Illustrated, Dark Side of the Ring executive producer Evan Husney answered the question that we have all been asking since it ended last week. Will we be getting a third series of Dark Side of the Ring? Evan has said a third season is something everybody involved wants to do. Vice wants to make a season 3. We would love to see it happen, and we're in those stages of conversation. Right now, there are just a lot of question marks about the future of production and even the future of our world. But Dark Side of the Ring season 3, it'll be fine. It'll all get back to normal, and then we'll get Dark Side of the Ring season 3. Excellent. Sean Ross Sapp reported on Fightful Select that although she's joined the promotion, we can confirm that Deanna Purrazzo hasn't signed a contract with Impact Wrestling just yet. Instead, just for now, she's working on a per-appearance basis just to see how things work out. She'll do some great stuff in Impact regardless. The NXT Cruiserweight Tournament Final is set. It's going to be El Hijo del Fantasma versus Drake Maverick. Drake won a triple threat to determine the final point in his group in the tournament, and we're going to see Maverick and Fantasma next week. A real underdog story from Drake Maverick that has been played out, and it continues to ask the question, is Drake Maverick going to be offered a new contract at the end of all this? Is Drake Maverick staying with WWE? It's one of the more intriguing stories in wrestling right now. The triple threat match itself was pretty phenomenal. We talk about it on NXT Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on today. Also announced last night on NXT, Adam Cole is going to defend his NXT title at TakeOver In Your House against Velveteen Dream. The match features a stipulation whereby if Adam Cole wins, the Dream cannot challenge for the title as long as Cole is champion. So In Your House, NXT TakeOver In Your House on June the 7th, shaping up to be one heck of a show. Finn Balor, Damian Priest on the card. Also, we found out last night that Keith Lee is going to defend his North American title against Johnny Gargano. Tommaso Ciampa takes on Karrion Kross. Charlotte Flair defends the women's title against Rhea Ripley and Io Shirai. And as we said just then, Adam Cole and Velveteen Dream on top for the NXT Championship.
Give you the benefit of the doubt. But tonight, see, you kicked me right in my face, Sean. You kicked me right in my face! Mistake or not, there will be no mistake in Survivor Series, my friend! Yeah, that night will be the end of the reign of Shawn Michaels. For that night, my friend, you will have to step off the mountain. And the big man will step above. And no man shall cast a stone to knock me down. Why? Why? Because I am the master, and I am the ruler.
And finally, the master and the ruler of the world. Sid Vicious, WWE legend. He was chatting on a live recording of his Vicious Circle podcast, and fans were sending in all kinds of questions about stuff from his career, things he wants to do, and of course there was discussion of AEW, and we have potentially what could be a wild WWE legend versus AEW star dream match. Just take a listen.
When are you going to show up in AEW?
Man, I don't know. I'll tell you, I've really had a lot of fun watching it. I didn't watch this past Wednesday because I was exhausted. I overheated outside for the couple of days before that, and I actually forgot to, but I enjoy watching it. It's a lot more fun when the fans are there, of course. But they've been doing a really good job of not having fans there and moving on. I did hear some bad news that Britney Baker girl, I heard, got hurt. She's going to be out 6 to 9 months. I was looking at her being like maybe, you know, and I know this is probably too fast, but her being like almost a female Ric Flair of that territory. You know, she was not like Charlotte Flair, totally different. Where she, you know, she didn't have the body. She has to use her gab. She's always, I love the way she gets her heat, that, and it's cheap heat. on Tony Schiavone and does that, you know, little stick stuff, you know, where that might not look good on Charlotte Flair, you know, but I think she does a really good job with a smaller girl.
Well, here's another good one. What current star would be a great feud with you?
Man, there's a bunch of them. Probably somebody out of the Dark Order.
The Dark Order.
Yeah. I like those guys.
Kind of want Sid Vicious to join the Dark Order rather than face the Dark Order. Don't tell me you wouldn't love that. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for today. At Cultaholic.com, 10 infamously short-lived gimmicks. We're going to reflect on that time that WWF tried to do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was a thing. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, the latest episode of Desert Island Graps featuring British wrestling star Rampage Brown. We talked about his time in WWE development, his incredible accomplishments in the UK, and he chooses three matches to watch on a desert island. Chat with Rampage on the podcast feed right now. And at our YouTube channel, NXT and AEW graded later today, along with AEW TF Moment. And online right now, every WWE pay-per-view of 2015 ranked from worst to best. It was the year that hell froze over and Sting wrestled in WWE. How were the shows that he was on? We will find out together at youtube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.